Welcome to Eagle Nation. Don't forget to join us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you never miss an episode.
Well, the Eagles beat the Bulldogs in an upset last year, but can they do it again? It looks unlikely, but you got to have some belief, and can they turn things around quickly? Bulldogs, well, they're under the microscope more than ever in the East Coast, but after their win against the Suns, they're going to come out firing, and if they don't, well, Beveridge might just be the coach. It goes into hiding. I'll welcome Wayne. How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, Wazza. Going well.
Not too bad. Dan can't make it again. Prior commitments. Thanks to Tom Plus Fitness for being a sponsor. And go to Linktree where you can access our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Download any of the shows from there. So Bounce Down this Sunday, 31st of March. It's a 10 a.m. game for Western Standard Time. So I think daylight savings has changed over there.
It's changed on the 7th.
Oh, 7th. So
yeah, it's got another,
another week.
Another week.
So that's probably why it's 10 a.m. So that's going to be a bit of a difference. We take on Western Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium. I heard somebody say on the radio today with Freo going over, it's like losing a day when it's an early game when you travel over there. So I don't think that's our main concern for the Eagles, so but we'll get into talk about that a little bit more. If you're into betting, it's unbackable. Sports bet has got Bulldogs $1.06 and Eagles $9.30. So
good bet.
If there's an upset there, I'm not confident there. Head to head, well, the Eagles have a good percentage over this. 37 wins to Bulldogs 22, but the Bulldogs have won 4 of the last 5. But as we said, Eagles won the last one at Marvel Stadium too. So biggest win for the Eagles is 123 points round 9, 2011 CBAC Oval. And Bulldogs, there's the biggest is at Optus Oval, which I was shocked and I forgot about it. Maybe I just wanted to forget about it. 101 points back in round 11, 2022. I was shocked at that. I forgot all about that. So was that – no, it wasn't COVID. No, it wasn't COVID year, so.
No, it was just – that was
– it's a bad game, it looks like.
Yeah. We're crap then.
I mustn't have been there. Because I would have remembered that. Yeah. So the Bulldogs, well, the last game they played Gold Coast last week, they won by 48 points. And we're talking off air. They were pretty good. 9-goal start in the first quarter. So it's pretty hard to come back from that for the Gold Coast. But, you know, Waitman got 6, Baker got 3. You watched most of the game, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched a fair bit of that game. And they certainly had a massive game plan change. Especially out of their back half, they really ran the ball out really well and more than I've ever seen them, because normally they're a bit of a kick handball out of the back line.
Yep.
They love the handball. Completely changed it. And, you know, Waitman had 4 in the first quarter. I think he had 5 actually in the first quarter.
Was it 5 in the first quarter?
4 or 5.
Yeah, oh, shit.
I certainly know he had 4 until they had to shut him down. But they looked, Bontempelli was on fire. He was BOG in the end, but it is talk he's got a bit of something's happened to his foot, but whether that keeps him out or not, I don't know.
31 disposals, 10 clearances and 2 goals. So
he got the top votes on the radio.
Yeah, well, look, so, you know when he's firing, he's good.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to shut somebody. And I think the last game, even though we beat him, I think he kicked 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So
look, we do have a good record against them.
Yep.
We have a really good, especially over there. So,
well, Dan's pretty optimistic. He thinks, you know, there might be a win here on the cards. We were talking offline.
Dan's usually pretty good at
I'm not convinced yet. Adam Treloar, 27 touches. Tony Liberatore, he had a good game. Ed Richards, he got knocked out, did he?
Yeah.
Collected high by David Swallow, it says. So, yeah, I only saw bits of it. I was in and out of this game because I was at a Tiger Day tournament. The big story probably in the East Coast this week, and it's been since the start of the season, will Jack McRae come back in? With Ed Richards going down, I'd say probably will. They're not like for like, but
He had 47 possessions in their reserves team on the weekend.
Yeah, 47 and 16 clearances. And that sounds a lot. But when you look at McRae, he gets that in the AFL. And does he hurt you? I don't think he does.
No, he probably doesn't.
He gets a lot of those 1-2 handballs. He sets up a few things, but to me, he gets them across half back. And I know a lot of goals are generated off half back, but does he hurt you? Bunnabally hurt you.
Yeah.
Liratore hurt you. Treloar can hurt you. Mm. As we can see, Waitman can hurt you. Hopefully he doesn't kick another six goals.
Yeah.
History says he probably won't, but we got they got some tall players. So let's go through each line. We'll go through the back line. Bramble, Jones, Caulfield, he's another one who's out. So he's injured as well. Ed Richards, Jason Johannesson, I can't even pronounce the new guy's name, the Kahamas.
Yeah.
So he's pretty good. You go through their guts. You got English, Bontempelli, Liberatore, Gallagher, Treloar and Williams. You know, they got a pretty good midfield. And then you chuck in Riley Sanders. He had a pretty good game for his second and third game. Caleb Daniel, you know, he always usually cuts us up. Their forward line, you just got to look at it, Norton, Hugo Hayden, and then you chuck in, what's the big name? What's the big boy? The big tall one? The
Aaron Norton or Tim English?
Not Tim English. Rory Lobb.
Oh, Rory, yeah.
So you chuck him. Will he come back in? Did he play?
I don't think he played last week.
He might come back in. You got Vandermeer, Riley West. So they've got a good team. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. But like I said, we've got a good record against them, and it's proven. Let's go through our team. Well, let's go through their injuries. So Croft's out for another 2 weeks. Gardner's 3 weeks. Harms is I forgot. Harms went to the Bulldogs. He might be in contention for his first game. Yes. So it's going to be interesting. Will it be Harms? Will it be McRae? Will it be both of them? O'Donnell's probably got another week with concussion. O'Driscoll, he's out for the rest for a while with concussion, so it must be pretty bad. And Bailey Smith's out for the year. So you look at the Eagles. Let's go through their line from the weekend. I thought Jamison held his own. I thought Jamison pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, is he a backman? Probably not, but he's filling in a void because Bazo probably would get that nod if he was back and firing and fit. Rotham probably just come back second game in the waffle. So will they look at somebody like that down the line? Jamison can pinch hit in the ruck, but we've seen Rotham's done that. Barras had his best game, like we said. Hoff, we said in final siren, he did pretty good on green. Jones, he's just got to work on his delivery. McGovern, well, he's a rock. And, well, they got Chester down here on our back flank, but he's not that.
I think they worked out Duggo, you know,
he's a back line.
He had 584 metres gained last
game. Yeah, off the back.
And he averages 460 off the back line. Yeah, I mean, so, why wouldn't you leave him there?
Yeah, and, you know, he was a bit sluggish at first, but he worked his way into the game. That's what he does. He's a workhorse. So, Reed, he's exciting.
Yeah.
He's really exciting. Cripps and Edwards, probably lucky that we got a few injuries.
Yes.
To Liam Ryan's not ready. Noah Long really needs to stand up.
Yes.
If there is a change, he could be it.
He could be the one.
Because he had two possessions at near three-quarter time. Just not getting into the game. Tyler Brockman's probably another one.
Yeah.
Very underwhelming.
Yeah.
Very underwhelming. I don't know if it's he's out of position, but
like I said, you're off air. He's I like to see him do a little bit more than he's doing. I think he's trying to be too classy.
Yeah, just get the ball.
And
he can run on the guts because in the Hawks, he played a couple of games in the guts.
Yeah,
on and off.
He's got speed. He's got good ball skills.
He like I said, he's trying to be too cute.
Yeah.
He's just got to get the ball. So, but you know, if Liam Ryan comes back, one of these guys has got to go.
Yeah.
So you can't have Cripps, Long, Brockman and Liam Ryan all in the same team.
No.
So if it's me and I know Cripps is Liam Ryan's ready to go. Right? So he's ready to go. So if I know he's ready to go, I'd be busting my ass for him not to take my position.
Yeah, exactly.
And being a small forward, I'd be just doing as much pressure as I can, trying to get those snaps on goals, trying to fucking just do what you're supposed to be doing, and none of them are doing anything. So
you would have to be out of Long and Brockman because Cripps is an untouchable of Simo, so he won't be one going.
Yeah, so. Look, out of those three, I thought he was the better one. Unfortunately, he was a better one. But, yeah, Williams, he's going to be in the ruck against Tim English and Barnett. You have to give it – you can't just take Barnett in and out. You got to leave him in there. I'd keep Ryan Merrick, and as we said in the final siren, I'd love to see Darling up on a wing.
Mm,
yeah. change it around, and have Marek down there in the forward line with Waterman. And like Waterman never usually misses. He kicked, what, one goal three or one goal two? So if he kicks those goals, you're in the game a bit more. Mm. He's, and people – I just don't understand how people knock Waterman.
Yeah.
He's got a great set of hands.
Yeah.
And he positions himself well, and he's got confidence. Mm. And, you know, he, like I said, he usually never misses, but on the weekend it was a bit weird. Mm. Tim Kelly, got to get in the game, yo. They're all there, so the matchups are going to be interesting. I don't think, like Dan says, we'll go one on, man on man, you know, like a matchup. But we've got to even the contest. We even the contest, but late. We've got to even that at the start. And, you know, this is a team that probably can keep us in the game.
Mm, yeah, without look on paper, you look at the players like Barras, McGovern, all Australians. You got Liam Duggan, captain, Darling. 270-odd games experience, averaging 40 goals a year. Strong. Yo, probably one of the All-Australian, again, you know, great player. Kelly, reigning best and fair. Cripps, premiership player, been around long enough. Hunt, Melbourne, you know, he was in their premiership year. He didn't play in that team, but he was in that squad.
And you Cole, look at, premiership player? Yeah,
Tommy Cole, premiership player. And you look at that, you got those guys, and you bring in, like, Harley Reid as an excitement machine. And you bring in Brady Hoff now, who's really standing up as a third-year player, is really starting to show his form. You know, Chess is starting to find a bit of run off the wing and showing a bit. And who was the other one I was thinking of? And contrary to what someone wrote today, Reuben Gibney. I mean, once we've got Reuben and then you've got Harley going and then you throw Chester on there, we're going to have a fairly solid – and you bring Jai Cully in, as we said, off air.
Yeah.
Even Noah Long, once he gets a bit more experience, we're going to have a fairly good midfield there with those guys.
And Hewitt, and, you know.
And Elijah Hewitt, once he gets over his foot surgery. Yeah, you know, we're looking pretty good with these young guys. So we've got it all there.
We've just
got
to get
put it all together.
We've just got to get that belief in the game plan working together and actually being committed to the game plan, not half-hearted.
No.
Too many passengers in too many weeks where they just hang their heads. And I was watching at the ground, first quarter, the effort was there. And then I said, talking to people in the crowd, let's hope our second quarter we don't drop off.
Mm.
And that was what happened. Yeah. We dropped off.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. Is it a mental thing? What is it? I just don't understand it. Let's hopefully our second quarter this week. Because the first quarter's, even in the first round, pretty good.
Yeah.
But our second quarter, we just like didn't come back out.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no difference. Just keep that pressure up. And if you go down swinging, that's all we want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And this is just to Adam and his coaching staff. If they don't, they're not going to have a job at the end of it. So, yeah,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Make some changes. Do something different. Don't be so predictable. And I know you're making little changes. We've seen it, but you got to back it in. Like you said, Jai Cully, he's ready to go, but they'll probably give him a couple of games in the waffle.
Yeah, that'll be good. I think that would be good for Jai after a knee reconstruction.
Do it, get the confidence up. Liam Ryan, I think when he's ready, just bring him straight in.
Mm.
I think we need to because the forwards, unless they all switch on this week.
Yeah.
If they switch on this week and we start having a good game, maybe give him one week. Dom Sheed's only a couple of weeks away, hopefully touch wood, that it doesn't flare up again. And, you know, I know he's got his detractors and, you know, backward of the centre, he's a bit like a deer in headlights, but we're missing him because on the wing, I'd rather him on the wing than what we've got at the moment.
Yeah.
So, and especially if he's forward of the ball.
He's an accumulator of the ball. So.
And he'll get the ball. So
we don't have too many accumulators ball at the moment. So.
So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, we said Flinney's a bit of a while away. Bazo's a while away. Unfortunately, Hewitt's mid-season. So there's something to look forward to. Rothman, you know, in the waffle, he might have a chance. Our injury list doesn't look as bad. We've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people on it. Mm. So that's pretty good for this time of year.
And a couple
we had 17 this time last year.
And a couple of those, as you say, on there, like Jai Cully.
And they're ready to go.
Liam, they're pretty – Dom's not far away. Oscar's probably – you know, he's probably going to be the longest one out of all those guys. We've got a couple of months with that knee surgery and that.
Yeah, like you said, they were talking about it today. Simo even said, in 4 weeks we'll reassess it, but if the bruising's still there, it's another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then there's your workload to get back in. He probably won't have to do as much workload as everyone else because he's a star. But, yeah, like we couldn't afford to lose him.
Yeah.
And it showed on the weekend. Harry Edwards, he'll probably be the first one back with a finger, but he'll be in the waffle. So yeah. He's going to have to
know, knowing Oscar, like I know Oscar, yeah. You know, through some years and that, he'll be in the pool. As soon as he can get in that pool,
yep.
He'll be in there doing extra swimming, extra – he'll be chafing at the bit. This will be killing him.
You're looking at the people on the wings clipped list. Hewitt, Sheed, Ryan, and Matthew Flynn, that'd probably – and Alan, they'd come straight back in.
Yeah.
With not too much to go. Cully will probably a couple of games in the waffle. Harry Edwards, definitely a few games in the waffle. Rhett Bazos need to get his body right.
Yeah.
OP, whatever it is. So that's a bit of a – unfortunate thing for him. So, look, what are we thinking? Margin and a winner, mate?
Look, I still think the Bulldogs will win. I mean, I'd like us, if we're going to lose, I want us to go down swinging, but I don't want to lose by 10 goals. Let's get within 5 goals of them at least. If we lose by 10 goals, I'll tell you what, Simo will have to be looking over his neck because then we got Sydney in Adelaide. And that's going to be a – and they're in tip-top form, top-of-the-ladder form.
Yep. And then we got Richmond at home.
Yep. That'll be an interesting game.
Then we got Fremantle at home.
And that will be a tough game.
Round 7, we got Gold Coast away.
And that will be a tough game.
And then round 8, we've got Essendon at home.
And that'll be a tough game. And I hate to say it, I watched Fremantle the other day, and they kick, you know – after I thought, geez, they're going to get done here. They kicked 11 straight.
Well, your man's the one that's bang. Your man's the one that's winning it for him. So
he's the best. I've said this. He's going.
The Eagles didn't really even interview him.
Yeah,
they didn't even interview. Really,
he's
going to
be
him,
the best player in the competition in the next two years. Without a doubt.
I hate the bastards.
And I still
hate Freeman.
And I still wing off there. And I've told you this off there. One of them is not going to be there in 2 years.
Well, I can see
Emil Darcy is not going to be there.
And I reckon
we pounce.
I disagreed with you on the weekend. Now I'm agreeing with you that the one who's going to be going.
Yeah, without doubt. As soon as you sign a long-term contract, you're gone.
All right, well, make sure you get on to a 10 o'clock early start. I don't know if it's live. It might not be.
Well, WA have to show – they've got to show 4 games, and I reckon this will be one of them. The Eagles will be one of them.
So, yeah, but there's 3 that they got to play on KO. I'll have a quick check now just for those people that want to know. We're round 3, West Coast, and it doesn't – the line betting is 47 points, people, 47 points.
Are we Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday, I can tell you right now.
It's 47 points, the line bet. For sports bet.
And I can tell you on Sunday that game is on free to air. It will be on no, it's not.
It's not on free to air?
No, not on Sunday.
Get on KO, 10 o'clock, or Foxtel. It's usually the way. So, or you're going to have to watch a repeat. So
is that 10 o'clock our time? Or
yeah, 10 o'clock our time.
Right, because it says here at 1 p.m. it's going to be on Channel 7.
All right, so that's Victoria then.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, well, we'll have a look. As we do, we record this on a Monday, so it's fully predictions. Yeah. Before we go, any changes? Anyone going to come out? Anyone going to come in?
Did we get – well, when you look at – realistically, Gaff's the only one that would come in, and maybe Witherden, because that's what Simo would do. But I feel like –
I don't think they would do that now.
No, I'd like to see Clay Hall come in.
Yeah.
I really would. I'm with you. I'm on the Clay Hall train now with you. And to go out, that means someone's got – you know, it's going to be harsh, but maybe a Noah Long, maybe a Tyler Brockman. I don't want to see him go, but someone's got to make way, or even Edwards maybe needs to make way.
Yeah, to me it's out of Noah Long, Brockman and Edwards. You got to switch it around. If it's Edwards, you don't have to switch it around as much. But if it's Noah Long and Brockman, you have to switch it around. But that's why you don't want to be predictable. So they're the 3 that, to me, would be on the chopping block. And Clay Hall would come in. And St. Andrew had another great game on the weekend as well.
Yes.
So, you know, he's still sitting there in the shadows. So I don't know how he can't get a game. But
I remember Harley Reid saying too that Clay Hall, out of all the 2 years he played in the state Victorian team, was the hardest player he played on. He was the toughest guy he played on.
Yeah, well, look.
And he touched him up in that first
game. Seen him at training pre-season. Yeah. He's a beast.
Look, he's a ready-made big body mid that we need.
Yeah, chuck him in, have a go.
What do we got to lose?
Got two games away. Yeah. Eagles are going to Victoria to play the Bulldogs, and then they're going straight to Adelaide. So they're not coming back to WA. No. They're going to go to Adelaide train, so I don't think there'll be too many changes.
Yeah.
I'm going for Bulldogs, but like I said, I'd love to see it like 24 points max. If it's 60 point, there's going to be a lot of talking.
There's going to be.
And you don't want too many of these 10 goal. They're not honourable losses.
No.
You know, I'm sick and tired of this honourable loss shit. A 10-goal loss is a 10-goal loss. So we can use any excuse under the book, but you just got to get it under, like Dan says, under 40 points.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you guys on that.
All right, well, until next week, hopefully who knows, we could be singing a song.
Yeah, let's hope so.
The upset. It happened last year. Yeah. Everyone said it wouldn't, but you never know.
Eagles are playing 9:30 on Sportsbet, guys. So if you want to whack, you got a quick 100.
47 points.
Whack them on there.
Yeah, do it.
You never know.
I'll use your money, won't I? All right. Take it easy, guys.
See you later.
Born is bright from isolation, a fortress built.